Thanks so much. Could you please find a partner? Please find a partner inside one of these small circles. A new partner. Just find someone, sit down inside the circle. So there should be three sets of partners inside the circle right now. Find a partner. Yep, there's room over here. So just in one of the circles, it could be here. There's two chairs here, if anyone is needing a chair. So we should have six people. And does this belong to anyone that's here? Maybe we can take this out and put an empty chair in. Would you be willing to get one from there? The stack? Okay, thanks. Okay. This is kind of an extra. Is that empty, that chair? Okay, good. There you go. Okay, do you have your partner? This is very temporary, but Rob kind of threw down a developmental challenge. We need one more person here. Six. So I need some help from our crew just in terms of arranging people for optimal flex flow. And right now, if someone is missing a partner, put your hand up if you're not with another partner. Okay, everybody has a partner. Okay, I'm going to do this very quickly. Rob threw down a developmental challenge. We're in probably the most, I'm going to take a risk and say, or a highly intelligent crowd right here. Like, there is something unique about this, wouldn't you say, this integral gathering? There's a certain way of, like, geeking out, let's say, on models and frameworks and how it all works. So I'm going to use that information right now to see if you can hold more than one perspective at a time with your partner. And what I would like you to do is have one person in first person as a leader, so I'm adding a little bit more complexity, and the other person as a follower. And what I want to do is put you in a relationship to the rest of your group, and I'm going to use competition as something to energize your attention with the other person in the complexity of being in a group. Doesn't that sound amazing? And it's only like pre-conference. We're going to do it today, not wait till the end of the week. Okay, so I'll explain it step by step. So first, just like, who's your partner? Just reach out to your partner so it's clear. You got your partner. Okay. Okay, the person with the shortest hair is going to be in first person. Got it? Okay. Okay, listen up. Don't move your chairs. It's not what you think it is. This is the excitement factor. This is why we close the door at 2 p.m. Like, this is it, this moment. Okay. Are you ready? Just listen up. Okay. So the person with the shortest hair is in first person. And we know that people that dwell in first person are sometimes leaders, sometimes hierarchical leaders, and they like people to follow them. Just go along with me. Say, yeah, right, yeah. Okay. And so we need followers. But we need followers who are really good at following, really fast and really efficient, like really tuned in, right? Awesome. So notice in your group that there's some other people that think that they're also like equally awesome at that, at leading and following. Oh, more complexity. Awesome. I like saying awesome for some reason. Okay, so this is what you're going to do. Stand up. Don't do it yet, but you'll stand up with your partner. You'll go, could we demonstrate face to face? I'm in first person. He's the follower. I'm the leader.
What do you want me to do?
This is what we're going to do. Put your finger up. I am going to trace the number from 1 to 5 as quickly and efficiently as possible. You're going to follow me, and we're going to do it better than those people in our circle. Okay, ready? Rebecca's going to ring the bell, or Cindy Lou's going to ring the bell, or Alana's going to ring the bell. Ready? Oh, I added a 6 because I'm a high performer. Like, let's go further. Okay, one from number 1 to 5, you're tracing it out and you're following. Okay, we'll try it one more time. You're following. Okay, let's try number 1. Thank you. Okay, get the point. So you're going from 1 to 5. So maybe don't worry about the other people in the group. Let's just do 1 to 5 and see how you do, but we'll time it. So stand up with your partner. The leader goes, the leader is leading. The follower is, unlike Rob, the follower is following. And when we ring the bell, you're going to count from 1 to 5 with your fingers. Draw it out in the air. Start now. Okay, great. That was practice round. Good work. Okay. This time, very good. So you know what to do. How's your listening to the leader? Very good, very bad. Okay. We're going to do the next round, and when you're finished, just go, "Hey." When you finish your 5. And that way you'll see how your group is, the coherence of your little group is. Maybe you'll all go, "Hey," at the same time. I don't know. Or maybe there'll be some first, second, or third. Are you ready? So the leader and follower, you know the role. You're attending to each other. We're starting now. Great. Okay, you can take a seat. Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, I do expect, if you're willing, over the next 5 days to just see you drop a little of that into, you know, the lobby one evening, just on the, it doesn't have to be big, just do it and then, hey, and just see if there's anybody around that knows what the heck you've been up to. So this is kind of the what we're moving into is the best simulation relevant to what we've been working with and learning about. This is the best simulation that can integrate the perspectives that we've already been presencing. So I just want to ask you, in terms of the big kind of elements of the workshop that are meaningful to you right now, what's kind of alive for you or useful as a way to look at facilitation or to inhabit facilitation from what we've learned today? Just a few examples of keywords that represent what you've learned so far. Does that make sense? Maybe that's too complicated. Yeah.
Fun.
Fun, okay. Fun.
Multi-perspectival.
Right, okay. So not just one, multiple perspectives, multi-perspectival. Did you have something too?
Yeah. Attunement.
Attunement, nice. Attunements. We're getting the energetic feel that that's something that's available to us. Anybody else? Yes.
Commitment.
Okay, commitment. Good.
Awareness.
Where is my awareness right now? Yeah.
Clarity.
Good. Thank you. Thanks, Sven. Great.
Ease.
Ease. How can we make it easy? Okay, a couple more. Very good.
Coherence.
Great. Looking for coherence. And the opposite of coherence is? Competition. Yeah. Might be. Yeah. Or we could be coherently competing. So sometimes it's discombobulation, fragmentation, chaos sometimes, incoherence simply, yeah.
Okay, my word is presence.
Presence, thank you. And taking care, is that what you said? Yeah, thank you, great. So these are some of the aspects that are already in our kind of shared memory and experience today. We've been working with presence, energy, and perspectives are kind of the meta, the big chunks. Or themes, and we're entering into a group discussion at this point, and thank you very much for giving us your volunteering to be a facilitator. We did have an oversubscription, so not everyone that wanted to or wish or offered to facilitate will be drawn at this point. And we hope you're able to deal with that if your name isn't pulled out of a hat, but we're trying to use a fair process. Cindy Lou, I think, has the names. So we'll give you a little bit of instruction about what, or they're in the hat. Okay, they're in the hat. So we'll draw from there in just a moment. We're going to use a particular form for the conversation. It's a style of conversation, and it's called an open conversation. And there's a purpose behind it. And in my work in strategic management, I have to say that an open conversation is underutilized. It's rare. Often the conversations, and I know you're not all in the same setting, but often the conversations that we have, and maybe as I'm sharing this, you can think about your context and the type of conversations, the forms of conversations. Open conversations are seen as a waste of time or ineffective. They're not really accomplishing anything. The results aren't really valued. And I think that really underplays the importance of open conversations. What they do achieve, so they're different than something like a planning conversation where there's a clear output or outcome, or a decision gets made, a decision-making conversation. An open conversation is about keeping things open, not converging to some closure or some narrowing of possibilities. And it's really about exploring and surfacing and getting a variety or diversity of perspectives on the table. So it's really useful before you do something like planning to surface the possibilities, the perspectives, viewpoints, and to include more perspectives. The thing that's projected up there, our light show. Slides. Remember when slides were slides? Way back. We need sound effects for the slides, like choo, 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 each one dropping in. Set a clear intention. So when you start an open conversation as a facilitator, having a clear intention about what the conversation is going to cover. What's the discourse or the topic that you want or the question that you want the group to address? So being clear about how to open that or the question that will invite people in to discuss it is really helpful. Building rapport, just as we did at the beginning of the day, spending time on connecting with people and welcoming people into the conversation, making it easy, is something we want to do in an open conversation at the beginning. And it says question. I think the point there is sort of twofold. One is an orienting question so that you're not just stating a fact, but posing it as a question to draw people in. And then being able to offer questions here and there to help people come in. So you're weaving people into the conversation. And usually there's a value in facilitation around everyone is participating. Like everyone's a participant. They might participate differently, but you're paying attention to people joining in and being part of it. Reflecting and reframing. You practiced reflection in your listening skills earlier. So you've got that kind of in your body now, a way to attend to that. Reframing is just adding maybe another perspective or restating something in a way that maybe can free things up or help clarify. Weaving agreement. Weaving agreement is like, oh, okay, so I'm noticing like right now, it's kind of stepping out of the immediacy of an individual comment and saying, wow, it's sounding like we've got four people that actually have a view that this would be a better way for us to move on this issue. And then, like, let's see, what part of that can you actually agree to, or what do you think? So it's like noticing where there's some themes or some shared perspectives, and validating, checking with people. Did I get that right? So is this what I'm hearing? Did I get that right? Like looking for, are we in the right place? That kind of checking, validating. And then there's the advanced skills, which you might actually be applying already in your facilitation. So we're going to ask you to go into an open conversation. Rob is going to give some guidance to the people whose name is drawn from the hat who will facilitate. We'll have one of you in each group. So we might actually ask you to move. If you might all be sitting together right now, I'm not sure. So it might be a little bit of shuffling. And then we're going to have a conversation and then a feedback round. And as we're in the conversation, regardless of what role you're in, whether you're a facilitator or a participant, there's so much to pay attention to and to engage with and learn from as we're going through. I'm really looking forward to the other side of the conversation so that we can debrief together and see what kind of insights, helpful guidance there might be from this experience that can continue to grow our mastery and capacity. Good? Okay, so the lucky people are...
Rain, Helen, Helen, uh-oh, you're going to have to help me with this one.
You try it.
Vierana. Baker. Sorry.
Can we spell it?
Does anyone have a name with eight letters in the first name? I didn't know that anyone was that bad. Katarina.
Oh. Katarina, that's on me. That's on me. All right.
Sorry.
All right, Daniela?
Irmas?
Okay.
Irmas?
Monica?
Irmas?
Monica?
Okay, so you'll have to change groups.
All right, so if you would kindly follow me out into the hall, because you're in trouble. We're going to the principal's office.
Okay.
And we're
going
to shuffle groups here by your class.
Yeah, to surprise you. To keep you on your edge. Yeah. Okay, so before they come back in... Everybody? Okay, how coherent are we right now? A scale of 1 to 10, how coherent? So, what does that tell you? We're coherently dispersed. That's nice. You found the sameness and the difference. You guys are advanced. So, you guys are participating in the conversation, and I just thought I would entertain you while the facilitators are outside. Actually, what I wanted to say is that even though you are not facilitating, you can take a facilitator perspective, right? There's an opportunity for you to notice all the things we've been working with. Perspectives, first person, second person, third person. You can even just listen to pronouns, right? What pronouns people are using. You can notice, we look at energy, presence, and perspective. You can particularly notice energy and perspective. What's happening in the group? Is it an enlivening conversation? Is the energy low? We talked about coherence and incoherence. We talked about sameness and difference. So all the things that we've talked about today. And if you weren't here this morning, sorry, hopefully other people can loop you in. But you can notice all of that, and you might even notice things related to the work that you do outside of what we've done here, or even the integral map. But you can bring all of that into your awareness, and like we were talking about earlier, you can take multiple perspectives, and you can just practice that facilitator perspective, even though you're not actually facilitating. So, you might notice, like, if the energy, rises, or if the perspective changes, or, you know, if something's happening in the group that you think's going really well, notice what the facilitator did, and notice why it shifted it up in a positive way. Cool? And you should have one empty chair in each group. I see two here.
Okay. So I'll pull a chair out. And does each group have one? I wonder, is someone missing? Well, I'll bring their chair back in if they're. Okay. Any questions? Cool. Well, you can have fun and entertain yourselves a little bit more. I could tap dance, but you guys didn't pay enough to see that. Yeah, the facilitator has a topic. We have all the topics you guys tossed in, and they're going to choose from those, whether it's their own or another one. You know, and actually, we can also just do Q&A now. Any other questions? Not necessarily about the process. I mean, those, of course, welcome. But any questions about anything we've done today that you're curious about, or any comments are also totally welcome.
I'm just curious, sort of. Don't want to jump ahead, but are you going to talk about convergent conversations after, or if not, could you say something about those two kinds?
What's your name? Tom. Okay, if you guys want to talk about convergent conversations, meet Tom in the bar or in the lobby at 5:15. No, yeah, we're not. I'm not actually. Can you say more about what you mean by a convergent conversation?
Yeah, my interpretation of this, and you can address whether this is correct, is the open is kind of like the divergent part of a process, more like the brainstorming part. And I'm curious whether you have like other tools for other more convergent parts of a process.
Yeah, and we use the open conversation format in this training simply to give you guys an opportunity to do more facilitation, so we don't necessarily introduce, not today. Yeah. Becky, where did Becky go? Okay. But do you want to unpack it a little more?
So yes, in terms of the, you know, sorry guys, my back to you. The map of kinds of conversations. There's absolutely convergent conversations to complement divergent conversations and accompanying skill sets to help a group converge in a way that is generative and very functional. So would you want to say anything more about convergent? Yeah, let's see. The kinds we use, well, I think decision-making processes being a whole subset of the skill you can use with a group. We cover different kinds of decision-making processes and actually surfacing a group's awareness of the decision-making rule that is perhaps implicit and making it explicit, maybe deciding on a different decision-making rule. So we're going to use majority rule, or we're going to actually poll and see how many people fall into which categories and then make a sub-selection. So we do cover those options, yeah, for helping a group toward convergence. Does that help, Silu, what you were thinking of? Yeah, okay, great.
Awesome, yeah, thank you. Okay, here we go. So you have 25 minutes in this conversation. You have a very total of 25. We're giving them a warning at 20 minutes. We'll just let you know that there's a few minutes left. You have a facilitator, and they're going to start you out. And together, we're going to have an open conversation on whatever their subject is. So please enjoy this precious time. Okay, see you in 25 minutes. Get some feedback. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I'll give you permission to bring your conversation to a close. As if I have control and can give you permission, I'll invite you. I'll invite you to bring your conversation to a close. And the other thing I'd like to invite is just a little bit of appreciation for each other. So you might want to thank each other, and then we'll do an integration of your learnings and go to a close. So anything you'd like to offer to your little group in the time that you've spent in terms of thank you or praise, this would be the moment to kind of allow that. Okay, so you feel complete. Great, thank you. Good. So for the next few minutes, what I'd like to do is just kind of invite a little bit of sharing, what's top of mind or present for you in terms of this experience, and we'll also sort of draw it into the larger experience of the day. So I'm happy to go into that territory generally, sort of what's meaningful to you, what maybe new perspectives you might want to share. Was there an aha moment or something that's really fresh and alive from this conversation that you noticed that you just want to sort of reference or put some shine some light on?
Yeah. So earlier in the day, someone had mentioned, and I forgot who, that it's useful to have an open mind to all perspectives as long as everyone is like on the same page. Otherwise, you might have people, you might develop some sort of, you know, weird thing happening in a group. And in this conversation, our question was, do you happen to have it? So I could just read it. It was, how to continue the process if there's no flow in the group dynamic, and some tips. And we ended up talking about, I'm sorry, what is your?
Wanda.
An experience she had where if there's a person that's difficult to almost get across to, and that kind of affects the group dynamic, maybe over, and it's a repeating thing. Almost, man, is it my focus is not happening very well.
Yeah,
please do. I need some help.
Okay. Okay. So, do you notice it's happening right now? A little bit in terms of flow, like not finding your words, you can't quite express yourself. Mm-hmm. So it might be that you have someone, and we're tired. I mean, this is, you've traveled, whatever. So for whatever reason, it's like we're needing to pause. And as a facilitator, I'm not always involved, right? I'm not always the one speaking or interrupting or whatever. There's a way that I could be present and not doing anything and facilitating. So, but right now, what I'd like to do is just support you, just to be clear about what it is that you want to communicate. So I think I'm hearing you say that there are times when there's a participant who might not be able to participate in the same way or somehow needs a little support mm-hmm. to keep the flow of the group going. Mm-hmm. Is that what I heard you say?
Well, yes, exactly. And it's, I think the point I was trying to, the connection I was making was if there's a perspective that seems to be more detrimental to the flow than helpful, what do you do if you're trying to accept all perspectives, if that makes sense?
Right. So accepting all perspectives and calling one detrimental might be where the problem is, yeah. Right? Holding a judgment about it. So I'd like to stay neutral about all perspectives, but some might be more helpful for us. And maybe I would just check with the group and say, okay, great, I'm just noticing we're really going broad right now. We've got lots of possibilities from here, way over to here. Like that last one that came up takes us to this place. Do we want to go there? And maybe just explore how that might relate to the thing that we're talking about. So I might just invite the group to expand, to include that so that it's not so wild and crazy. It might actually lead us into new creative territory. I can include, so I could make that move to include it. Does that make sense? Yeah? Possibly. So instead of having a judgment about it being detrimental, I might be curious about why that's so different. Like all of a sudden there's a difference. And can I keep the flow going and include the difference? Something that's a little bit different, you know, without judging it, right? So I'd be maybe looking for that and be curious about why is that? So that's detrimental. Is there an upside to going with that idea that we're not maybe not thinking about? So I can include another perspective on that idea to make it maybe more generative or more creative, just as an example.
Well, maybe you can detrimental.
Detrimental in that it's harmful or not necessarily harmful, but not conducive to the continued progress. It's kind of hindering progress. Mm-hmm. Would be detrimental. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So I think we need to be aware of the judgments that we're making moment by moment. And it's not that judgments are bad, but just to be aware that you're making them and for what reason. And that might lead us into a little bit more tolerance for the difference without judging it and shutting it off. We can include it, and then we're staying in flow, which is, I think, what you were asking about, right, in your group conversation. Yeah, okay, thanks. Any other key learnings that you want to share? Yes, I'm watching for gestures or words right now. Telepathy.
I just had one in that last moment, because I know I in group process will sometimes judge that someone is kind of binding up the process or being whatever and kind of like in their ego or something. But to take it from the question of what's good or bad to for the group to just a question of energy. Like, okay, what they're doing is making the energy in the room do this, and that's not good or bad, but it's a way that I can look at it without judging it as good or bad.
Right, and maybe it's a resource.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, great. Any other insights from your conversations you want to share?
Well, first I would like to thank Daniela for her facilitation in these 25 minutes. That was absolutely awesome, really. We started with a question, and in our group we were gifted of having the person who originally asked that question in our group as well. So that enabled immediately from the first moment on a sense of curiosity of what we want to understand that question deeper. And then that enabled a really rich conversation around this question, and the way you facilitated it was just so awesome in letting it go and just picking up when the energy went up. So everything, and I think the really big, it's not really a learning, but just bringing in the experience is right at the end when we had 5 minutes through something that can't remember your name. Rina just took up what was in the conversation and brought some reframing or redefinition of the question, and it just went pop. And it just brought the whole thing into an energy that this was actually the new question. I experienced it right as almost like an answer to the original question of bringing that forward. So just the experience.
In the facilitation to where Daniela highlighted more questions and kind of gave us a sort of a list of questions and gave us the sort of opportunity to hold actually many questions, and that's almost where our whole thing came to, was the many ways we're kind of defining and understanding this particular question. So it makes it open-ended, makes it complex, makes it more fun. Thank you.
So one really important factor at the very beginning that you mentioned, I'll just add to, Christiane, is it really helps if people are actually interested. I don't know if I can that's a really important point. Find something. If you want to have a conversation with people, find something they're actually interested in that's relevant. Like, think about the people before you start the conversation, and what will make this lively and engaging and important and significant, or invoke their curiosity, right? Because we don't have much time to make the kind of change that we want in the world. We also need to be efficient sometimes. And so finding something that touches into the passion or the energy or the interest of the people we're with is really important. And we don't want to overprivilege meetings and sessions and conversations if they're for the sake of meetings and sessions and conversations. So as much as this is about integral facilitation, it's also about being clear about what our shared intention and purpose is in having those facilitative opportunities. Does that make sense? Yeah, great. Any other key insights, either from this experience or through the day, that you'd like to share that's kind of alive for you right now? Okay, Rob? Oh, okay, good. Okay, thank you. You're still, yeah, we'll go back to number one. I'm the leader. You're the follower. We'll practice that. Good. Okay, three. The other way. Okay, so what I'd like to do now is invite Cindy Liu to guide us in a final integration. And I just appreciate you guys so much in terms of the learning that you're doing and you're sharing. Thank
you. Great, thanks. And did we give a clap for the facilitators? How about a round of applause for everyone who facilitated today? So we're just going to take a few minutes and integrate some of what we've learned. So if you can grab something to write with, and if you don't have anything to write with, raise your hand and we'll bring you something, your journal or notepad. Okay, so keep your hand up and we'll bring you an index card. Thanks, Alana. So while you're waiting with your hand up, you can still think about the question. What I want you to reflect on is, given the intention that you set this morning, okay, the intention that you set this morning and what you've learned and experienced throughout the day, what is one key takeaway that you have, and what is something that you will do different tomorrow or when you go back to work because of it? Okay? So what's different for you now? Did you need something to write with? Something to write with? Oh, the question? I'll repeat it. We're going to journal on it first. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Such enthusiasm. Lack of clarity with facilitator instructions. That was a demo. So we'll just give you 2 minutes to... Actually, we'll just give you... We'll see how it goes, a minute or two. Yeah, and the question is, given the intention that you set this morning and what you've learned so far, what is a key takeaway or something that you could do different going forward, starting tomorrow or when you're back at work, next time you're facilitating? Whatever has the most energy for you. This is for you, okay? It's what you've learned you don't want to forget. What had value? Anything. Does anyone need more time? Okay, so another few seconds. Okay, so now that you have that, go ahead and grab a partner and just take a minute and share it with a partner. Share back and forth what your thing is. Cool? Just a minute. If you need a partner, raise your hand. It'll just be a minute, so maybe you can do it standing. Okay, yeah, just take a moment to wrap up your conversation. Okay. So if you can wrap up your conversations. Okay, this is the conversation that I want us to take to the bar. Great. Wonderful. I love the energy and the buzz. If anyone feels incomplete with that and you want to talk some more about it, feel free to hang out after. I'll be here to engage that conversation for sure. Okay? And anyone else who wants to, of course, please stick around for that. I'm sorry we don't have more time to engage that because I could really feel the enthusiasm for it. I'm going to turn it back over to Rebecca, who's going to close this out.
I like how you said Rebecca. That's awesome. Thank you. Thanks so much, Cindy Liu. That was great. And there is something really, I'm just noticing like the... I was going to say what turns me on. It's more like what lights me up and encourages me to keep engaging groups. Like groups are mad crazy sometimes. It's hard, right? It's hard working with groups. Yeah. But what keeps me coming back is this quality, like the feeling I get, the way my heart actually swells when I hear the kind of sharing and discussion and what you were experiencing, Cindy Liu, so elegantly in keeping time was actually this moment of like really receiving how much you were enjoying speaking with each other and sharing and in that conversation. It was really beautiful. And that for me is really, I think this whole practice, the integral facilitator pathway, when we created it, it's at the core is this big heart, that we're actually living through our connection to each other and seeing the potential in making that easier for people. What we can actually create together comes from that. So that heart that can allow things to sometimes be messy or to enjoy, actually take in the enjoyment of the way that we're sharing with each other and connecting with each other and inspiring each other is so rewarding and important to notice. So Lauren and I are going to give you a little bit. It's sort of this. It's like we can have a 15-minute conversation after the session, and we're also going to give you a preview of ways that you can participate, if you wish, in the Integral Facilitator track this week. Yes?
Yes.
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 So we have some...
My beloved collaborator.
We have some delicious things in store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Let's see. Should we go in order? No, just in a general overview is probably helpful. So you can find our track in this room. Throughout the week, you'll see on your program, and it's the red blocks. And every afternoon, there's workshops offered here by our faculty members. Cindy Liu is doing a workshop on shadow play for coaches. Rob is doing a workshop on the fallacy of developmental altitude. We have other Integral Facilitator graduates doing workshops in their areas of expertise, including feminine shadow and feedback and arts and leadership. So there's a lot of wonderful things to enjoy over the conference, and we hope you'll visit us again in the afternoons. Tomorrow morning, there's another pre-conference workshop with these three wonderful leaders, and it is Self as Instrument for Presenters. So if you're a presenter, that may be of particular interest to you and how you are a more bright and transparent and powerful instrument as you present and guide others over the week. And then, not to be missed, of course, is a keynote tomorrow. Diane Musho Hamilton. I assume many of us will be at all the keynotes, but Diane's is the culminating keynote, and it will be more of an experiential learning process than, you know, a one-to-many delivery. So we look forward to seeing you. That's right before dinner, so you'll be coming out of this swell of all the information and inspiration from the keynotes, and we'd love to have you with us for Diane's keynote tomorrow evening. And we'd like to make a special invitation to you. There's a number of Integral Facilitator program graduates here as presenters and just participants in the conference. So we thought it would be really nice to have some time for those of you who've stayed with us for the day and been interested in this work, and folks who have already completed it, to be together with Diane, since she's not with us today. So here is the invitation. It is at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. Diane would love to host those who are interested in connecting and talking, and we'll see what emerges. So you can take a picture of that, keep it handy with you. The location's going to depend on our numbers. So if you know right now that you'd like to book yourself at 7:30 on Thursday and you can show me your hand, that'll give me a good read. Pause dramatically. Okay. Okay, great. Let me keep your hands up just for a second so I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, great. So I believe we're going to be in this room. I'm going to declare it now. You can find us in Ibiza 2 at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday with Diane and fellow IF graduates and other Integral Facilitator faculty and staff.
Fantastic. And we're also providing you a way to spontaneously connect with people who have been through the program and have been growing themselves in this way. They'll have, by tomorrow, they'll have a red IF for Integral Facilitator on their lanyard. And you can ask them about their journey, their inner evolution for social revolution, based on their particular path, like what they're doing. There's so many in this group, like so many ways that you're contributing to resolve or create new things or help grow culture in a particular way. And these people come from a variety of paths, and they are so excited and happy to share what they've been learning about and to learn from you in the work that you're doing. And now that you've had this experience, there's really something there, you know, that can help you connect. And some of the people are also new graduates. They graduated 2 days ago from an intensive 9-month journey where they've been working with these kinds of dynamics, and they're amazing people. And I know they would be delighted to have a chat with you and get to know you and hear about your experience. So just there may be a connection, you know, ahead, if that's of interest to you. Great. Thanks. Super. Thank you. Yeah. So we're so happy to be here. Rob, Cindy, Lou, Alana, and Lauren, and Steph. I want to say thank you to all of you, and Steph in particular. Oh, I thought I was at the end. It keeps going. Yeah. So just tremendous value, Steph, for all of us. So thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing about this that would be helpful?
I just hope you enjoy it. Does it?
Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, so thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you. If you're called to come back, this is our home base. And enjoy your evening. Enjoy the conference. Celebrate the opportunity to learn together. It's really rare that we get to travel and be together in the same place. And look forward to future more conversations as the week goes on. So thank you, everyone.